We are joined right now by a tight end for the Cleveland Browns, coming off a big game in Sunday's come-from-behind win over Cincinnati. He had four receptions for 56 yards, two touchdowns. He was an All-American. He was a John Mackey Award winner at Florida Atlantic. He was the 115th pick overall in this year's draft. Cleveland, 5-2 on the year, and they've got a big one against Las Vegas on Sunday. It is a CBS game. Tight end Harrison Bryant is my guest. Harrison, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, dude. Good. Listen, I know you're getting ready for Las Vegas, but if you could, can I start right here? Can you take me back to Sunday's game against Cincinnati for a moment? In fact, if you were to go back further, last week you're in the tight end's room. You find out that Austin Hooper's not feeling well. It turned out that he was going to have an appendectomy. That means you're going to have to step right up. What was your reaction in that moment, and then what was your mindset going into the game?
Yeah, later in the week, we were sitting in the tight end room, figured out Hoop wasn't going to be able to play Sunday, so all three of us, me, Dave, Steven Carlson, we kind of sat down and were like, all right, we got to go. We got to pick up the slack and go do whatever we can to help the team win. And, we did a great job last weekend and obviously came out with a huge win and in very dramatic fashion. So we're just looking to continue that success this week against a really good Raiders team.
That's exactly what happened. In fact, you stepped up. You connected with Baker Mayfield for a touchdown in the second quarter. And then again in the third quarter, what do you remember about the TDs? And then how special was it to show up like that when your number was called?
Yeah, the first one was kind of just a little option route. Was able to get outside, and Baker made a great throw. And then the second one, it was just like a kind of a bender where it's just to find the zone. And again, Baker made a great throw, low to the ground, and protected me from any hits or anything. And obviously two big plays, and like I say, I'm always just trying to take advantage of my opportunities when my number's called, and I definitely feel like I've done that so far, and I'm just looking to continue to improve and keep making plays.
Harrison Bryant joining us. Baker got off to a tough start and then lost Odell, and then he just played lights out. I mean, I could argue that's his best game as a pro. How would you describe the chemistry you have with Baker, and what's it like to play with him?
Yeah, I feel like our chemistry is pretty good. It just continues to improve week by week and practice our practice. And, just being on the field with him, it's great to have him on your team because he's just a competitor. He wants to win and anything he's doing, especially when we're out there competing against another team. And, it's just awesome to have him on our sideline and to lead our team to, the start we've had so far. And we're just looking to continue to improve on that.
We're talking to Harrison Bryant. So Cincinnati scores with just over a minute left to take a three-point lead. You guys go on a perfect drive to get into field goal range. But instead of settling for that field goal, Mayfield hits Donovan Peoples-Jones in the end zone for a game winner. At that point, man, like, what kind of emotions are you feeling? What's running through you at that point?
Yeah, I remember the last play. I think it was like 16 seconds, and he just launched it to the corner end zone, and Donovan made a great play. And, I just couldn't believe it. I was going crazy, and that was actually the first time I've ever had a come-from-behind win, and win on the last drive. So it was pretty cool to have that moment and just get a huge win.
No doubt. You mentioned what it was like in the tight end room. I'm curious. You tied your career high for receptions in a game, and you had a new career high in receiving yards and touchdowns. But after the game, you were talking about how fellow tight end David Njoku's TD reception in the fourth quarter, and you called it, quote, one of the best plays of the game. It seems to me a lot of guys would be so competitive with guys at the same position and feel like maybe they're not getting the targets that they should be getting, but you're not like that. How come?
I want to win. No matter if I make plays, Dave makes plays, Hooper makes plays, or, anyone. I'm just here to, contribute in the tight end room whichever way I can and to help the team win. That's been my mindset for a long time. And, what good comes from, having 10 catches and losing the game? Nothing good comes from that, So that's really been my mindset.
Browns tight end Harrison Bryant joining us. All right, so you get ready for a big one against the Raiders Sunday on CBS. When you look at the Raiders, what is the biggest key to having success against them?
Yeah, obviously they're an extremely talented team, extremely talented defense, really solid front seven, and really good back end. So, we're just really honing in on the details of previous games that we've played and just trying to, improve daily with the game plan that our coaches came up with so far and just looking to go out and execute it.
Harrison, I think that some people are familiar with your journey to this point, but for those who are not, you were an All-American, and you were the John Mackey Award winner at Florida Atlantic. But before that, you played your high school ball at John Milledge Academy in Milledgeville, Georgia. And for a while, you were a dominant offensive tackle. What were the days like when you were playing tackle?
Yeah, you know, obviously a lot different than now. I was shorter and heavier. I was kind of the chubby kid in high school. And, you know, luckily grew a few inches and, you know, got one offer and an opportunity to go to FAU and, you know, ended up here. So it's worked out pretty well so far.
Yeah, but to that point, though, in your junior year, you did catch two tackle-eligible passes for TDs during a playoff game. Your coach, JT Wall, loved what he saw, but at the same time, he said it would be hard to take the best tackle in the league and move him to tight end. Like, what was that time like? Were you itching to play more tight end?
He actually brought the idea up to me, and I was like, yeah, I love that idea. And he was like, well, we'll see about it. And then throughout the summer, you know, we kept talking about it. And then finally he, you know, let me transition into the playing tight end at, like, full time. So, you know, I'm thankful for him for helping me make that decision and allowing me to do that. So it's been great so far.
Well, so how about this? The story was that you were planning to go to Samford. So how'd you end up at FAU?
Yeah, I was planning to go to Samford to play defensive end, and then, you know, their OC went over to FAU about 2 weeks before signing day, and they called me and asked me if I wanted to come down on a visit, and then ended up offering me as a tight end, and that's how I ended up there.
Right, so the coaches at FAU say they knew for a fact you'd be playing on Sundays pretty much from the moment you arrived there. Did you know that as well, or were you just kind of locked in and focused on who or whatever was in front of you in that given day?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't say earlier on in my career I really knew that set in stone. Like, you know, but later on in my career, coaches and stuff kept, you know, telling me just to keep working and it would all work out. But really my mindset throughout my whole 4 years there at FAU was just, you know, work, continue to work and just play or work each day and then play each game like it's my last and, you know, everything will work out.
So, Harrison, finally, like, I know this year is so unusual, and for the NFL, for the entire world, it's just a really different time, and I know you're taking it one day at a time, one practice at a time, one game at a time, you know, all the normal cliches that all ring true, but I'm curious, Cleveland is such an amazing football town, and the Browns fans are so hungry, man, they're so passionate. What's it like for you to live and work in that town, especially when the team is 5-2?
Yeah, it's been amazing so far. You know, from the first day I got here, a few weeks before training camp, I could just tell that, you know, Cleveland was all about the Browns and all the sports teams here. And, you know, just to have the success we've had so far and are looking to build on, it's been great. You know, everyone around Cleveland in this area has been extremely supportive and, you know, had to continue to improve on that and keep giving them what they want.
Well, they are 5-2, the Browns, and they're at home against Las Vegas. Another big game. That is a CBS game on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. Harrison Bryant is a tight end coming off a huge game. He was an All-American. Harrison, appreciate it so much. Great to have you on the show. Good luck on Sunday.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Harrison Bryant. It's a good tight end room they have there. Austin Hooper is obviously a huge jungle guy. David Njoku was a great addition, and Harrison Bryant making the most of an opportunity. He had a big, big game. All right, so that part of the show, the interview portion, I don't count Big Head and his bets as an interview per se. That's a segment now. We'll have that for you next hour.